From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Abigail Chiles.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Monday, March 20th. Here are today's headlines.
A recently released audit of state paving projects found significant delays in work completion and inadequate record keeping. The report, which was put out by the state auditor's office, found that the Agency of Transportation generally finished simple paving projects on time. But the report says when it came to more complex work, the department routinely went over their cost estimates and finished projects years behind schedule. State Auditor Doug Hoffer says the delays mostly appear in the planning stages of a project.
There were delays, substantial delays, in the case of half a dozen of the large programs, sometimes as much as 3, 4, 5 years. And there may well be good reasons for that, but they weren't readily available in the documentation.
Hoffer says projects generally stay on track during the construction phase. The Agency of Transportation, in a written response to the audit, didn't dispute the findings and said it planned to improve documentation of projects.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that would give agricultural and domestic workers the right to unionize. Under state law, neither type of worker currently has the right to collectively bargain. Will Lambeck with the farm worker advocacy organization Migrant Justice testified in favor of the bill last week.
If farm workers were granted the right to organize and collectively bargain under Vermont state law, we would hope that many of them would avail themselves of that right.
Migrant Justice has documented farm workers putting in 12 plus hours without a break to eat, experiencing violence from their bosses, and living in crowded, unsanitary on-farm housing. Legislative counsel noted the undocumented status of many farm workers may present a challenge to exercising the right to unionize. The Senate Committee on Economic Development, Housing, and General Affairs voted the bill out of committee on Friday.
State regulators are opening an investigation into how electric utilities respond to power outages. The Public Utility Commission wants to see if there are ways to improve emergency response, as well as communications with customers. Lewis Porter is general manager at Washington Electric Cooperative, which received complaints about its service after a storm last year.
We expect to learn from both our experience and the experience of others, and consider how all the utilities manage restoration efforts as well as manage communication to their customers.
The PUC ordered each utility in the state to submit a report on how to improve customer service following a storm.
And coming up, speaking of storms, we're going to go on a ride with a snowplow guy. That's after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to VITA for their support. VITA, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
After a slow start to winter, Vermont has been hit with some big snowstorms recently. Brooke Howe has a snowplow business in East Calais, and he's been plowing for over 20 years. Our colleague Erica Heilman recently asked him if she could ride along with him on his route, starting in her own driveway. Here's Erica.
Are people always really, really happy to see you?
Yeah, for the most part, I think people are happy to see me. There has been, I did just think of a situation when I was quite a bit younger. It was between me and a client that I had been warned of. I called this guy that had been doing it before and I said, hey, what's up with this customer? And he said, well, they never want to pay me. So I think I was a little bit paranoid because of what the other guy had told me.
Yeah.
I hadn't actually received any payment. And I received a call from them wondering why I hadn't been there yet. So I went and I asked, if I could get paid before I provided the service. And the guy was... He said, well, I'm in a really big hurry. I got a meeting I got to get to. I said, oh, really? And I backed up and I plowed up a huge pile of snow. And I just said, hey, can you please go get your checkbook? I really need to get paid. And he did. He ran up. And, as soon as I realized he was actually going, I started plowing out the huge pile of snow.
And now you're best friends.
Yeah, we're really close now. Yeah, and I've been his plow guy for 20 years.
So what do we got? We got
a car on either side. There's two turnarounds here, and one car parked at either one, and no place for me to turn around. But yeah, I think I should try to turn around, which is just gonna be a bummer. So I'm gonna just keep gonna do like a 100-point turnaround.
You're really good at backing up. You're like a master backer upper.
Yeah. But I'm really not. I've creamed so many things. I mean, I'm worried. I hit one last week. I took somebody's mirror off. I can say one thing that's pretty funny is that guy that I used to work for, on the plow sheet, all of his customers, 90% of them, their real names weren't on his list. He had nicknames for all of them. If you have a nickname for each customer, then it's easy to remember, you know, and it would have to have like a visual thing.
Like, would I be Blue Ranch?
Yeah, no, I think yours would be like Deserted Horse Barn Place or something. I don't know. And I think maybe that one where I busted the girl's mirror, I think that one should be like Broken Mirror Driveway. I don't know. Or like maybe I quit or something. I don't know. The driveway I don't do next winter.
What are you afraid of now in your life?
What am I afraid of? Not as much as I was. Since I had my older son, I've been racing around like a maniac, just, you know, like a squirrel trying to collect nuts. And
it's about money?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it has been about money. I think it is kind of a fight or flight instinct.
What do you think you're afraid of?
Fear of not having enough. And I think it's pretty common for people that live in a rural area like this to have that mentality, you know, that homestead, like live off nothing mentality. And I think I basically trained myself to think that I was poor. And now, you know, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm doing fine. Gotten all the things that I've wanted, but there is no safety net. There's no unemployment insurance that I carry. There's nothing like that.
He had an inferior plow, that guy who just passed.
Yeah, that was a homeowner plow. But it was a really nice truck.
What is the oddest thing that you've been given during plowing?
They've definitely brought me beer.
What about
drinks.
Weed?
Yes, I've had people give me weed before. So I've had people want to trade weed for their snow plowing, and that wasn't going to work. Here, look at this little tight hole.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
Thread the needle. No, don't worry, we could still hit something. We'll hit the Volvo if we're going to hit one, because that's the new one.
These are VPR listeners, or at least there's a VPR sticker.
I think most of my customers are VPR listeners. They're going to be like, hey, he's talking smack about me.
It was getting dark now. The sky and the snow were shades of blue, and the plow lights were hot white, and the snow was still coming down hard. Wait a minute, this is a driveway?
Yeah, this is one of the worst. This thing sucks.
Okay, this is kind of, I do feel like we're in a...
another world.
Like we're on Mars or something.
Yeah, we are.
So we are out in the middle of a huge field in about 20 inches of snow, and there's no house in sight.
This isn't even a road. This is just a field that I plow. But it works. The girl's got a little Toyota pickup, and she lives out here, her and her dog, and this tiny house.
We're really driving on a path. It isn't, I wouldn't say this is a driveway. It's a field. We're driving in a field of snow.
It's a field.
And so now we're pushing snow on, now we're put, I mean, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say about this.
It is kind of fun in the dark, though.
It kind of feels like an emergency suddenly.
Yeah, it does. You get the adrenaline. I don't charge enough for this driveway. But I do raise the price every year. I don't know. Some places, it's a pain in the ass, but I think I get overly attached to some of the, just some of the people. I'm like, oh, I really like them. But maybe I just don't have good boundaries or whatever, because I'm like, oh, they're like my best friends, you know? Of course, I can't quit there.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Howard Weiss-Tisman, Elodie Reed, and Liam Elder Connors.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Abigail Giles.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.